It was 1902, and President Theodore Roosevelt was deep in the woods on a hunting trip when something felt off. His guide had caught a bear, tied it to a tree, and invited the president to take the shot. But Roosevelt, known for his rough riding, no-nonsense style, refused. He said it was unsporting. That moment, an act of compassion sparked something no one could have expected. Political cartoonist Clifford Berryman turned the story into a widely circulated cartoon. After that, a New York shopkeeper, Morris Mitchell, and his wife Rose saw the cartoon and were inspired. They stitched up a soft fabric bear, put it in their shop window, and labeled it Teddy's Bear. It caught everyone's attention, and just like that, the teddy bear was born. Not long after, a German toy company took the idea a step further, adding jointed limbs. And since then, the teddy bear craze was officially on. By 1907, the Hope Pioneer newspaper in North Dakota couldn't help but comment. Women were spotted in public hugging teddy bears. Manufacturers couldn't keep up. The bear that was once expected to fade with Roosevelt's presidency instead became America's most beloved toy. By 1910, teddy bears had crossed the Atlantic to England, where, according to reports, they soon outnumbered the children. The bear continued to go global, finding homes in Russia, Japan, and beyond. And when World War I cut off European imports, American teddy bear makers saw a boom that never really stopped. More than a century later, the teddy bear remains a symbol of comfort, childhood, and enduring affection. And it's all because Theodore Roosevelt said no to an unfair shot, and someone saw a bear-shaped opportunity. This Dakota Date Book was originally written by Dr. Carol Butcher, edited for radio by me, Take Holloway.